The next psychological factor we will talk about is attitude of the consumer. It consists of knowledge possessed about the product or service, which may not be accurate, which may not even be true, but the consumer believes that it is true. Attitudes are closely linked to consumer behavior. Positive attitudes about a brand or product may not always result in a higher sales. Post-purchase experiences can lead to a change in the consumer attitude. For example, if the post-purchase experience has been great, the consumer may decide to become a loyal customer of that product or brand. In case the post-purchase experience has been sad, a loyal customer may also decide to not buy that brand anymore. To recap, let us once again go through an understanding of various factors that influence consumer behavior. Consumer research leads to the market segmentation and formulation of various marketing strategies. Consumer decision making is influenced by many factors, which could be consumer group influences, family influences, personal influences, social class, culture, subculture, microculture, diffusion of innovation and ideas, and various aspects of the personality, lifestyle, and attitude of the consumer, which are perception, learning and memory, beliefs and attitudes of the consumer, motivation, personality, self-concept, and lifestyle. Based on the understanding of the consumer decision-making process, the retailer or marketer will adopt a number of different strategies and go back, make changes to his marketing mix, marketing strategies, and also go back and maybe even redefine his consumer research aspects. Now we move on to the next segment of this chapter, which is customer motivation. Each customer, each of us is motivated by needs and wants. Some needs are inborn, while some have evolved over the years. What is motivation? It is the inner force that drives consumers towards different goals. Every individual is motivated in different degrees. Every individual is motivated towards different goals. The level of motivation is different for each individual. Different people may buy the same product for different motives. Moreover, we need to understand that even motives may change with time. Just like people are evolving and changing continuously, their motives will also evolve and change. Sometimes there may be a conflict of motives. Some buying needs are rational, logical, sensible, and practical, while others are purely emotional. We have discussed earlier that almost 80% of buying decisions are based on emotions, and only 20% of buying decisions are based on logic. Motivation is what is going to drive consumers to develop a purchasing behavior. It is also the expression of a need. Motivation is usually working at a subconscious level and is often difficult to measure and quantify. You can say things like, I am highly motivated, but you cannot say things like, I am 80% motivated. Motivation is closely linked to the customer involvement in the decision process. We have discussed this earlier in this chapter itself, that customer involvement in the product that is in question, the product that the customer wants to purchase, is extremely important in deciding the amount of research or problem solving that the customer will undertake. Higher involvement products obviously lead to higher motivation in the customer. When we talk of customer motivation, we cannot help but talk of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This hierarchy describes the pattern that human motivations move through. It includes 5 motivational needs, often depicted as a hierarchy, as different levels within a pyramid. This pyramid shows the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The term Maslow, because it was first started or propounded by Abraham Maslow. The hierarchy, because it goes in a certain sequence or level. Obviously, starting from the bottom of the pyramid, working its way up to the top of the pyramid, and it talks about consumers' needs or motivation. Let us look at what this pyramid has to say. If you see, there are 5 levels. The first level is a physiological need. The second is a safety need. The third is a need for belongingness or social needs. The needs of ego. And at the top of the pyramid is self-actualization needs. Also, you can see here, this says lower level needs, and at the top are upper level needs. In the subsequent slides, we will talk about each of these needs in detail, as well as the significance of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. In 1943, Abraham Maslow stated that people are motivated to achieve certain needs. We must satisfy each need, starting with the first. So we always start with the lower level need, the one which is at the bottom of the pyramid. When one need is fulfilled, a person seeks to fulfill the next level, and so on. Only when the lower order needs are satisfied do individuals move on to the next higher level of needs. Hence the term hierarchy of needs. If lower order needs are not met or fulfilled, individuals will not be concerned with the higher order needs. Therefore, it goes step by step. Only when the lower order need is met and fulfilled will a person or individual move on to the next level of needs. As per Maslow, the level of needs can be classified into 2 groups. One can be called the deficiency or basic needs or lower order needs. These are said to motivate people when they are not met, which means if a lower order need or a basic need is not met, the person or individual is motivated to meet those needs. The next group is self-actualization needs, which was at the top of the pyramid. Hence, it is also referred to as the higher order need. These are attained only after the basic needs are met, again signifying a hierarchy. Only when the basic needs are met will the individual go to the higher order or self-actualization needs. Okay, now we are going to talk about each of these 5 levels of needs one by one. We start with psychological needs, which is a lower level need, a lower order need, and it is at the bottom of the pyramid. These are the physical requirements for human survival. If these physiological needs are not met, the human body cannot function properly and will ultimately fail. Physiological needs are thought to be the most important, they are most basic, and hence these should be met first. Air, water, food, clothing, shelter, these are physiological needs, the most basic needs that a human being needs to survive. If these are not met, the human being may not survive to go on to the next level. The next level, safety needs. When physical needs of an individual are satisfied or relatively satisfied, the individual's safety needs dominate their behavior. In the absence of physical safety, okay, this is rare, but in the absence of physical safety, which could be due to a war or a natural disaster, people may experience a lot of stress and trauma. In the absence of economic safety, the safety needs manifest themselves in such ways as preference for job security, grievance procedures for protecting the individuals from authority, insurance policies, saving accounts. These are various manifestations of economic safety, saving for a rainy day. The next level of needs is love and belonging needs or social needs. After physiological and safety needs are fulfilled, the third level of human needs is interpersonal and involves feelings of belonging. This need is especially strong in childhood and can sometimes override the need for being safety, which is the previous level of need that we've discussed. Deficiency within social needs of can impact the individual's ability to form and maintain emotionally significant relationships in general. Friendship, intimacy, family, these are different forms of social needs. We all know that human beings are social creatures. Obviously, social needs are extremely crucial for them to survive. According to Maslow, humans need to feel a sense of belonging and acceptance among their social groups. We have already spoken about various social groups. It may include family, religious groups, co-workers, various clubs, professional organizations, a sports club, any social group that you conform to. Some examples of small social connections are the family members, the partners, mentors, colleagues, and confidants. Humans need to love and be loved in many ways. This need for belonging may overcome the physiological and safety needs, depending on the strength of the peer pressure. We now go on to the next level of needs, which is esteem needs. All humans have a huge need to feel respected. This includes the need to have some self-respect and self-esteem. Therefore, these are called as esteem needs. How do we define esteem? Esteem is the human desire to be accepted and valued by others. It includes a need for status, recognition, fame, prestige. People often engage in a profession or hobby to gain recognition. These activities give the person a sense of value or contribution. Low self-esteem may result from these imbalances from imbalances in this level of needs. People with low self-esteem often need respect from others. Psychological imbalances can hinder the person from obtaining a higher level of self-esteem or self-respect. So you see how these different levels are actually correlated and how imbalances in one can affect the outcome of the other. Now we go on to the higher order needs, which are also called self-actualization needs or the level of fulfillment. This rare level, why rare? Because every individual cannot reach this level. It is rare. It refers to what a person's full potential is and realization of that potential. Abraham Maslow describes this level as the desire to accomplish everything that one can, to become the most that one can be. To understand this level of need, the person must not only achieve the previous needs but also master them. So, a person can reach this level of needs only when he has mastered the four previous levels of needs. Individuals may perceive or focus on this need very specifically. For example, one individual may have a strong desire to become an ideal parent. In another, maybe this desire of being fulfilled may be expressed aesthetically, or it could even be athletically. For others, it could be through paintings, creativity, pictures, innovations. So there are various ways self-actualization level or needs can be fulfilled, but they can be fulfilled only when the four previous levels have been mastered by the individual. Now let us understand the importance of understanding the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This theory is a very simple one. It is a motivation tool for managers to understand and apply. It is a tool for marketers to know and understand how customers think and how can you motivate a customer to buy. It is a guide for understanding, explaining, and handling many human behavior situations. Hence, it helps salespeople understand human behavior better so that they can perform the selling function more efficiently and ensure a happier, more satisfied consumer. The hierarchy of needs is used to plan the reward structures for salespeople based on what will motivate each salesperson. In order to increase sales and encourage consumers to purchase, brands and retailers should try to create or reinforce a need in the consumer's mind so that that consumer develops a motivation to purchase the product in question. Addressing customer needs. So this theory or this concept of hierarchy of needs helps the retail sales team understand and address the customer needs. It knows that the customer needs to feel appreciated. The customer has to be made to feel important, maybe by using the customer's name or give some special treatment or ask for their opinions and ideas. It says that the customer has to be respected. You need to listen to the customer without interrupting, acknowledge their emotions and concerns, and ask for their advice or feedback. The concept of Maslow's hierarchy of needs brings us to another concept, which is that of buying motives. So, what is buying motive? It is the motivation to buy a product. Again, that is why it is connected to the various levels of needs or motivation. A buying motive can be defined as the reason why the customer purchases a product or service. It is the driving force behind the purchase decision. For example, at the onset of rains, we all go to buy umbrellas or raincoats. When winter sets in, we are motivated to buy winter wear. That is motivation. It is the driving force behind a purchase. People buy products for their own reasons. Every person, every consumer is different. They have different reasons or motives to buy a product. As a retail salesperson, you want to find out what those reasons are so that you can sell more quantity, so that you can keep the customer happy, so that you can increase sales per transaction. The reasons the customers readily give out may only be surface reasons, and you may need to dig deeper for true reasons or motives. So the customer also very often is not aware as to what are the true reasons behind a purchase or true reasons for not making a purchase. The retail salesperson has to question and nudge the customer to find out the actual reasons or the thoughts behind making that purchase decision. Knowledge of buying motives is critical, therefore, for retailers. This will help the retail selling team to take proper steps for drawing the customer's attention to the goods that they want to sell. Let us now classify buying motives. They can be primary buying motives, which are related to basic needs or needs of survival like hunger, thirst, sleep. Secondary buying motives correlate with the higher order needs like curiosity, security, social needs, needs of belonging, comfort, love and affection. Another way of classifying buying motives could be classifying them as emotional motives, rational motives. We've already discussed that emotional motives are almost 80%, while rational motives are much less. They could be patronage motives, where quality or service or store loyalty are the motives for buying. Buying motives differ from prospect to prospect. Getting to understand what the prospect is saying, why the prospect says they want or are interested in talking with you, gets the selling process moving. Customer buying motives are the reasons they need a product or a service. This is the need we spoke of in the stage one of the consumer purchase decision making process. When looking at it from that point of view, buying motives are a problem they are experiencing now. So if you remember, we said a need or a problem is recognized by the customer. That is the need or a problem we are talking about now. A worry or fear of a problem to occur in the future. So when the customer is anxious, there is a worry or a fear or an insecurity about something that may or may not happen in the future, there a need or a motive to buy something may be born. A concern that a problem they had in the past will reoccur. That could be another motive of buying. Dissatisfaction with how a current situation is being handled could also be one of the buying motives. Let us look at some examples of buying motives. A teenager buying an expensive apparel worn by a celebrity or a star. What kind of a need does that reflect? It reflects a need to conform to the peer group or an imitation need. A need where the teenager wants to be identified as being in fashion, as in being hip. If a person purchases a rocking chair, what is the need that is there in his mind? It could be a recreation motive or a need for relaxation in that buying, in that rocking chair. Hiring a locker to keep your valuables in a bank. The motive could be safety or security. What about a vacation in a beautiful and exotic place? What could the motive be? It could obviously be recreation and relaxation, but it could have several other motives also. It could be an esteem motive, a pride and prestige motive, where the consumer wants to reflect his financial standing, where he wants to create an impression on someone. This brings us to the conclusion that the same situation can have more than one motive, and that motives in the same situation vary from person to person. In this chapter, we have spoken about understanding the consumer behavior, what are the various factors that influence consumer behavior, the five stages of decision-making process, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and various buying motives and their examples. Thank you.